Wilson?
Yeah.
Good. Sarah Amir?
Here.
Good. Maria Arnoudian? Rodrigo Arguesa? Lydia Brazone?
Here.
Good. Marie Deary? Israel Poyer?
Here.
Good. Phil Gallego?
Here.
All right. Karen Glock?
Here.
Okay. Ken Goodman?
Here.
Okay. Carrie Goodman?
Here.
All right. Kimberly King? Sonali Kohansberg?
Here.
Good. Arturo Lemus?
Here.
Good. Casey McFall? Alan Minsky?
Here.
All right. Ed Searle?
Right here.
Good. Ray Sepour?
Here.
Good. Margaret Prescott? Julie Rodriguez? Madeline Schwab?
Here, but meeting early, 2:30.
Okay. Donna Morris? Don White?
11:45.
Lamont Hickey? Carol Neely?
Oh, Lamont's on his way. And the chair recognizes the presence of the general manager, Eva Georgia.
She went to move her car.
Oh, she went to move her car. All right, welcome to the board meeting. Before we look at the minutes, I want to acknowledge the work that the vice chair of the board did. Sarah Amir took on the responsibility of arranging the Spanish translation. So the board is really indebted to her for the good work, and we continue to be grateful to Carl Gunther, who developed the system. And he and Carl is looking for volunteers. He cannot attend every board meeting, although he loves them and enjoys them, of course. But he cannot attend every board meeting, so he's looking for volunteers who will take over the coordination of setting up the equipment. We're also indebted to Linda Crossan and Angela Hewlett Martin, who are the translators. Now, we're continuing to provide this interpretation as a way of sending a message to our Spanish-speaking community that we would like their involvement.
Quite a friendly information.
Yes.
Seriously. Has any notice gone out in Espanol?
Yes.
Inviting people to come? Otherwise, it becomes a pointless exercise.
Yes, it has.
It has, okay.
Definitely has. It would be pointless for us to offer this and not let people know. Ed?
For the Spanish-speaking public, there's going to be pupusas for sale outside there starting in about 20 minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
For the rest of a couple of hours.
In Salvador.
Yeah.
That's the Salvadorian hamburger. Okay, so let's go ahead with the agenda.
No translation needed.
Review and approval of the agenda. We have lots of them. The chair and so be sure that you have an agenda in front of you. Anyone who does not have one, let's see if we can get one for you. Chair recognizes first Sherna and then Terry.
I would like to move that the agenda be revised. Item 3B and item 14 are both new business and should follow all old business.
Okay, so the proposal is that item 3B be moved to agenda item 14.
Right, those are all new business.
And I'm not arguing against that. I'm only saying it was put there because a member asked. I'm going to make the comment anyway. I just want to explain that it was put there only because a member asked that those committees be dealt with early. So, yes, apparently you have something you wanted to refer to. Okay, is there any objection to moving B, 3B, to 14? Any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll just have that done. So just draw an arrow, 3B goes down to
the second,
agenda item 14.
The second 3B.
Agenda item 13, don't you? Mm-hmm.
3B. She said 14. Did you mean 14 or 13?
Between 13 and 14.
14 include all new business items.
Yes, now be sure you have the recent copy.
Oh, there's a new agenda.
There was a slight revision because of board input, so you should have not something you got off the internet, but it should be this.
Okay.
Okay, so we have done that. Now the chair recognizes Terry.
Okay,
I have three changes I would request. I've got a motion that will be in order before approval of minutes. It must be considered then, just excused absences for the meeting that the minutes are reporting.
Yes. Is there any objection? If there's no objection, we will put the excused absences prior to approval of the minutes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, that will be done. Now, Terry, do you have two more?
I have two more.
Go ahead.
One, under new business, is motion on committee structure from a year ago that was on new business for three meetings and never gotten to.
Okay.
And the other is...
No, wait, let's handle that. So your proposal is agenda item 14, new business, include...
Motion on committee structure.
Motion on committee structure. Okay, now, just so the chair is aware, does that include process for listener sponsors?
No.
No, that doesn't include that at all. Okay, motion on committee structure.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Just
a moment. Is there any objection to adding that to agenda item 14? Say no objection. That will be done. All right, Terry, your last one.
Motion on director's inspection.
And where are you proposing?
You're not going to
P&D. Right. Actually, that Turner points out that would be in order after the P&B report.
Okay.
During.
Just bring it up during the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think let's bring it up. If we may have to extend slightly on that agenda item, but would it be no objection to including that in the P&B director's report? Any objection? Seeing no objection, it will be incorporated into, it's agenda item 6. It's agenda item 6, and that would be inspection, the inspection issue. Terry, is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I believe it was Dave.
Yeah, I don't see our treasurer, so I was wondering if the finance committee should be the last one in case she comes.
That's a very good point. Saying no objection, we'll postpone the finance development to the last report, hoping Casey gets here for that. Okay, any others? Bill?
I just wanted to clarify, on the board training, does that refer to the equity and diversity training?
You know, it's
because I had asked if we could put that on.
Okay, now let me explain. This is implementation of a board motion that's passed having to do with board training. Your issue is a different one, so would you explain what your issue is?
Well, you know, we had talked about implementing the racism and nationality motions in the national, and we talked about doing a local board workshop on equity, diversity, and racism. So we have a proposal coming out of the Committee of Inclusion, and I've got that and distributed to people.
Okay, we could do that in two ways. There is a report from the Committee of Inclusion. It's
That's fine. We can just do it in the
Can we do it there? Okay, seeing no objection, we'll do that for agenda item 3G. That would be 3G. Any others? The chair would entertain a motion to approve the agenda. It's been moved.
Seconded.
It's been seconded. Those in favor of approving the agenda as changed, raise your beautiful pink card.
Please.
Oh,
pink card. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Thank you very much.
All opposed? No one opposed? Abstention? Okay.
Thank you very much for doing that. Okay, we're going to move right along. We're going to deal with approval of excused absences for this meeting first. We're going to do this meeting first. I have received many requests, so let me just cite them. The chair would entertain a motion to excuse the absences today of Maria Armudian, who's ill, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, who has a serious commitment out of town, Marie Deary, who is out of town, Rodrigo Arguesa, who has another commitment, Margaret Prescott, who is ill. And would any member of the board add to the list who has, anyone have an addition? Yes.
Early meeting, does it count?
No. Kimberly King requested an excused absence. Now, it seems to me, Arturo, that board members who come here and have to leave early, that would be...
That's separate. That's separate.
Okay, does everyone understand who we are voting on for excused absences?
Yes.
Okay. We would entertain a motion to...
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
Seconded.
Call the question.
Okay. The question, if there's no further discussion...
Excuse me.
If there's no further discussion, we don't need to really to go to the question. We can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of giving the excused absences, raise your card. And then we're going to go to Terry for his...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed?
Opposed?
Abstentions? Okay, that passes. Chair recognizes Terry.
Whereas members Sonali Kalhaskar and Eva Georgia requested excuses from the local station board meeting of May 19, 2005 by advance notification to the chair, but the LSB adjourned its meeting before considering approval of their excuses. Resolved that these absences are excused and that the minutes of the meeting in question will so reflect.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
No way.
Those, excuse me. The chair recognizes David.
Smart ass comment.
I will do the smart ass comment. Those in favor of the motion to ex post facto and they are not guilty of anything, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed? Abstention? It passed. Now, there are no further actions on excused absences. Let's go back to approval of LSB minutes. I presume we'll do the last meeting first, right? And people have that in front of you. They have this in front of you. And you got it by email, so there was time to review. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting as presented by the Secretary. It's been moved and seconded.
Point of order.
It's been moved and seconded. Yes, Terry.
The motion to approve minutes should reflect that they are minutes as amended by the motion on excused absence.
That is true, but was that for this meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Okay, then that's in order and well received, that it will reflect the motion passed at this meeting, getting excused absences. Any further discussion?
A thanks and gratitude for our note takers.
Yes. I should have in my acknowledgments and maybe in my remarks by the chair, I will actually go back over that. Thank you, Ed. Ed is pointing out that the minutes are extremely well done and a good job was done by all. Those in favor of approving this minutes, raise your card.
What is she doing?
What did
you say? 13. Because a fundamentalist is an elected.
It will be noted that it was approved in both English and Farsi. Okay. Any abstention or any opposition? Abstention. Those minutes are approved. And I do want to just add my thanks to the wonderful job of note taking.
Oh, thank you.
Carol.
Great.
And Terry Whitman, they really work as a marvelous team.
Yay.
I'm envious that this team works well. We have two on our team. We work together too, but very, very well. You did a great job. All right, now let's move ahead. I want to just say two things here, approval of the minutes, so let's see. Let's go to agenda item 2, comments by the chair. Because One of our key members of the town hall meeting, planning group has to leave almost immediately, Madeline Schwab. We're passing around a sign-up sheet. We're coming back to this agenda item. But we're passing around a sign-up sheet. You probably know that on the campus of LACC, July 9th,
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, there will be a town hall meeting. We expect from our general manager announcements every 30 minutes for the next 2 weeks. And we need people to staff it. We need all of you there. We're coming back to this for further discussion under an agenda item. But we're passing around the sign-up sheet. Please, please, if you're
including with the audience.
Yes, and all our listeners sponsors. We see key members. Roger Zimmerman is a key member of this planning group. He's in the audience. So sign up, and you're going to be participants as well. Two other items. One, I want to thank the KPFK community for mobilizing around the threat around the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. There was a national mobilization, and Pacifica was a part of that. And it did have a positive result. The struggle is not over. It wasn't 100% victory. But our management of the station is keeping us informed of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and its agenda of closing down alternative voices. So I think that was really important. I'm going to end my comments there and move ahead. We're at agenda item 3. Committee reports. Committee should report to, if you have your listener sponsors seated and you can mention them or introduce them and so on, that would be fine. Let's begin with structure and governance. I believe that's Lydia.
Okay, we're going to start out with a motion. We're going to start out with a motion because it affects the rest of this meeting in this town. That substantial, and by the way, the context is our last meeting. Motion. That substantial motion, meaning not including procedural motions such as approval of the agenda minutes, excusing absences, etc., be voted on after they are presented and discussed by the LHC with a proviso that sometime be allowed for public comment on said motion before each vote. The amount of time left up to the discretion of the chair. Also, the time allotted for individual listener comments shall be anywhere between 1 minute and 90 seconds at the discretion of the chair. The chair shall ensure that sufficient time, a minimum of 10 minutes, is left for general public comment later in the meeting. Any allotted time unused by listeners may be used later in the meeting by the public. If this motion passes, this motion shall sunset after 3 meetings starting with the June 25th meeting. I passed these out earlier Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 70 copies of it.
And they're on page 2 of my distribution.
Okay. Because this comes out of the committee, we don't need a second, so we'll go.
Left over to the audience.
I don't.
We'll go directly to a discussion, and we'll start at staff, and the chair recognizes David.
The reason for the sunset is that way we have to actively review it once we've experienced it. Is that the reason for the sunset?
Yes. Because there have been other variations of this proposal, and if this doesn't work, we can always modify it.
Ed?
Just want to point out that unless the motion passes, well, I suppose if it doesn't pass, and that's the end of it. But if it doesn't pass until later in the day, then it won't affect today's meeting. But if we actually vote on this in a little while, then we'll see whether it passes or not.
That's right.
Point of order.
Okay, there's a point of order from David.
Is this a motion to reconsider a prior motion?
No. Yeah.
I'm
new on this board, so I don't know if there were motions prior to this that were
affected by it. Actually, no. I've got a rule on that. It does not. We've actually researched the Harrison-Weil motion, and technically that motion was designed for the meeting in which it was passed.
Thank you.
But we have imposed it as a continuing rule. So this establishes new board policy. Is there any other discussion?
Just let me say that if we...
Does anyone not have a copy?
I mean, technically, it seems to me that you should make a ruling that this motion has to be voted on.
It is going to be.
Even though it's not passed, it will be voted on in the way it suggests for this meeting.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Because if we wait until the end,
that's
the intent.
Yeah, except that normally it would not be voted on until later on.
Yeah, but I'm also going to rule, and I'm just going to make a board rule, a chair's ruling. We will vote on this immediately.
Yeah.
Probably without public comment because, well, no, exactly. No, I'm serious about this.
I know you.
The reason we will do that is, one, it does not impede on public comment. That is to say, it does not wipe out public comment. It has been supported by many listeners, sponsors, and it has to do with board procedure as opposed to foundation policy and so on. So we will vote on this at the beginning.
Call the question.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that, David. All right, now.
Call the question.
Okay. The question has been called.
I second.
And it's been called and seconded. Those in favor of the question signify by raising your cards.
Okay, let me...
Okay.
1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10.
Opposed?
1.
Abstain? Okay, I want to address listener sponsors now. This motion does not take away the voice of listener sponsors, but it places that voice after each discussion of a board motion. I would be willing at this point, if there are two members of the listener sponsor community, one for and one against, giving each 1 minute, unless there is no opposition or no need to address this. The new policy, if this passes, would be that following the discussion of a motion, at the discretion of the chair, we would hear listener sponsor comment on the motion and then go to a vote immediately after listener sponsor comment. May I ask listener sponsors, is there any objection to the board going to a vote on this? Seeing no objection, those in favor of the motion signify by raising your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed? Abstentions? This motion is passed and will apply to this meeting.
Yeah.
And we thank the Structure Governance Committee, which I'm a part of. we thank them and the leadership of Lydia. We thank them for the work they did on this. I supported it in committee as well. Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. We seated our listener members, Roger Zimmerman, Leslie Redford, Jack Van Aken, and Lawrence Reyes. And that is added to Grace Aaron, Lydia Berzon, Israel, and Don. Make up the committee, and I would recommend at this point that perhaps all of the committees can send, now that we have a permanent committee membership, to Don White so that he can put out another list with who are currently on the committee. We've got a couple of other things to not to continue, etc. So, anyway, that's on that. PROC, there was forwarded to us by Sherman. The question was raised at the PROC meeting regarding the potential conflict of interest of IPC members sitting on the committee as voting members. As it turned out, following the random drawing, two of the six names drawn are members of the IPC. The PROC passed a motion seeking guidance on this issue from LSC, and it was sent to the governance committee. Additionally, one of the names drawn had attended past meetings indicating her interest to Don, but did not submit a form The PROC resolution also refers to the PROC for the determination. What the governance committee is recommending is, number one, the listener sponsor who requested to do so but have some difficulties with the application process be allowed to be a member of the PROC, and that we do not at this time recommend any additional restrictions to the LSD committee membership. And in part of the conversation at the time was that each of the committee conveners should have had applications on hand to distribute to anybody who wanted to join at any of the committee meetings. We had made that clear at the LSD meeting, and the person in question had contacted John, in fact. And so anyway, so that... Did you need further action from the LSD on this, or did you communicate this to the PROC? Have you had anything yet?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay.
But we need to know if this is the determination of the board members.
Oh, okay. So the question here is, our recommendation is that the listener sponsor who requests that has some difficulties with the application process be allowed to be a member of the oversight committee. Can you?
I believe we should put this in the form of a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Have it seconded with Mark. With someone.
So moved.
Okay. The motion then would be the
back side of your sheet.
Yeah, it's the back side. Would you like to formulate the motion, Lydia?
That the structure of governance committee recommends that the action of the motion is that the listener sponsor in question, who requested to do so but had some difficulties with the application process, be allowed to be a member of the program and oversight committee.
Before we take comments, a second.
Point of information.
Okay. Now we'll go to discussion. Go ahead, Israel.
Point of information. Is this, if it's a particular listener sponsor, just like a private bill, as they say in some legislatures, does that person be named or not? And if it is not, then shouldn't it say listener sponsors? That is, should other committees have the same right? Just raising that for clarity purposes.
I believe... Go ahead, Lydia.
No other problem has arisen in any other committee, so I think this is specific to the programming oversight.
But should it? Is it the intended desire to say the same thing for another committee?
No, I mean, it was a specific process.
Yeah.
The deadline passed to join the committee, and no other committee has raised the issue, so there's no reason to make it general, because it only applies to one person.
Illness was also involved in this. Okay, I mean, there's no secret about who this person is, but we don't need to mention it. All right, Sonali.
I just feel like if there was a disability involved in being able to fill out the form, I think we should definitely, accept it and just kind of, make some decision about whether there was indeed a disability involved, either a physical or a mental disability, and being able to fill out the form. And if not, I don't think it makes sense, because we can just open the door up. I have the application process, so this is going to be hard, right?
But it wasn't followed by the convener. There were no application forms available like there were at all other committees.
There were at the meeting. The person didn't show up at the meeting.
Yeah.
She wasn't at the meeting.
Okay. Now wait. Let's have order. Sonali spoke. Now we have.
I want to talk about something different. So I was going to say on order. Could you divide this question, please? Because I don't want
to
talk about this the person who didn't fill out the application. I want to talk about the IPC being on.
They are divided.
They are divided.
Oh, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
What's on
so
the floor right now?
What are we talking about?
We're going to come to a vote fairly quickly whether or not to seat the individual on the program oversight.
I'm not on
that. Part of the reason this came up is there was also illness involved, and the person was in contact with me but did not download or access an application, but there was a give and take, there was illness, and so on, and so it's rather a unique situation. I
call the question.
I call for the order of the day.
Okay, we're also, we're probably at, are you, wait, what is the time on this agenda item?
On this agenda item?
Each one was supposed to have 10 minutes for
call the
question. Call the question.
Okay, and when Grace calls for the orders of the day, she's really saying, even though there are 65 minutes for this full agenda item, we're only supposed to have 10 minutes for each of the committee reports. But we can finish the business that we're involved in, even when the orders are... Well, we have a motion in front of
us. Well, this is the most critical one.
Well, this is exactly what I just said. We have to finish the business that we're in. The vote would be on whether or not to seat this individual on the Program Oversight Committee. Those in favor signify by raising your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed. Abstention.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Move to extend this committee item 5 minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We have allotted 10 minutes to each. The motion is to extend the governance structure 5 minutes.
Information slash order.
Okay. All right, David.
Does this extend the whole agenda by that much, or does it take out another agenda portion?
Extend the agenda.
Okay, those in favor of extending structure governance 5 minutes, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed. Abstentions. All right, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so
one abstention.
In relation to the second question that was raised regarding the ICC, should members of the ICC be seated on the Oversight Committee? The recommendation from the Structure Governance Committee was that we do not, at this time, recommend any additional restrictions on LSC committee membership.
Terry, you said it is me, but you have your card up.
Okay, I think we need this in the form of a motion, because the board is going to be speaking on this. So, Lydia, could the motion be that they're moved, that there not be a restriction on LSB committee members that apply to ICC members or something, so that we have a specific motion?
Okay. No, we just at this time didn't have a recommendation in regard.
Okay.
There's nothing to vote on.
Yeah.
There's nothing to vote on. Is there any motion that anyone has? Yes.
I move that ICC members must not be part of their own oversight.
Yeah. Okay, and for clarity, you're saying ICC members may not sit on the program.
May not sit on the committee of their own oversight.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now we're open to discussion. We only have 5 minutes in total, so we need to resolve this quickly. Terry, and then Israel, and then David.
Point of order.
Okay.
Does that 5 minutes include the listener's opportunity to comment?
No, it doesn't. So we'll have to go, that's separate.
Right. It's separate.
Okay. Yeah, that would be separate.
Probably separate. And cut it off of the 30
right.
minutes.
And I don't think we took
that's part of the 30 minutes.
Okay, okay, we will decide. All right, now let's go to Terry on this. And keeping in mind, the motion is not to allow IPC to sit on the PROC.
As voting members.
In order to expedite this meeting, I prepared 5 motions based on the Structure Committee report. It's on page 2 of your distribution. And if people would...
What is that?
Page, the first page has an agenda. The second page in the middle has 5 motions related to the Structure Committee, one on each of the items listed in the report. For example, on the issue of the individual being seated, it was that the application requirement for the Program Oversight Committee membership drawing was waived, provided the required contact information is otherwise submitted. For the IPC on the Program Council, it was that the appointment of IPC members selected by drawing for addition to the Program Oversight Committee is affirmed. It could be turned the other way around. So I asked.
That motion was not sent to us. So I can only report and
yeah, that, I'm sorry.
Understood. The committee cannot report what the committee has not decided. That's why I provided these motions for anyone to offer based on the information provided in the committee report.
Well, are you making a motion?
No.
Excuse me. When he concludes his comments, we'll go to the next speaker.
I will have a motion related to this committee that is not in order at this time because there's a motion before the floor.
Thank you. On the stack, it would be Israel.
Yeah. Given things as they are and have been, I would affirm that these two people could be on. But in principle, I think it's a bad idea. But the whole ICC, the whole program thing is in such flux and confusion now and has been that this won't confuse it anymore. We have put people from this body onto the ICC, as I recall. I didn't care much to that. I don't care much to this. But given things as they are now, I think we should affirm these two. But we need to really do a thorough intercommittee discussion of the whole nature of how programming is dealt with from program director, IPC, this body, and so on, and that's beyond the scope of this.
Okay. Other question?
The 5-minute extension has expired for this committee, but we can go to because of the expiring of the extension of time, I think what we'll do is explain what this motion is carefully and go to a vote.
No, listen to comment.
Oh, yes, that's right.
If they want it.
That's a very good point.
Thank you.
Of course.
I don't know whether this is an order, but perhaps we could suggest an additional time if we're under on any other report be devoted to this committee, the rest of this committee's motions, so we continue through and think we can suck up that amount of time. We'll have more time at the other side with all the committee reports.
There are a couple of reports that will not take much time.
The gamble.
Okay, Jen?
Sort of a point of order that we could give the people the choice of being either on the IPC or CNT.
Okay, but
I second the motion to table till the end of committee report.
What was that?
I second Dave's motion to table until the end of committee report.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
He didn't.
Well, then I don't. When I withdraw my second.
What I was
suggesting was other items beyond this item that we dispense with this item now. Other items in the report be tabled until the end of committee report time allowing.
Okay, because the time has expired, it would take a board vote. A motion to extend time for the Governance Structure Committee report. If we don't have that motion, we must go to a vote on the motion before the body. Yes?
I'd like to move to table the rest of the report, but not to vote on this item, until the end of committee report, time to minute.
Second.
Okay. Now, before we take listener comment. I'm sorry, a point of information?
Yes, this bond has been somehow dealt with today because we have a finance issue that is critical.
That's right. Now, before we take listener comment, I'm going to just have to move ahead here.
I'm sorry, that's a different thing.
Yeah. The motion is that members of the ITC, that's the Interim Program Council, may not sit as voting members of the LSB's Program Oversight Committee. The chair is going to recognize four listener sponsors, two against for 1 minute, and I'll time. Is there a listener sponsor who wants to speak in favor of the motion? Is there a listener sponsor who wants to speak against the motion?
In favor?
Oh, you're in favor?
Yeah.
Why don't you speak?
Right.
1 minute. I'm sorry, these are quite short. It
should be short.
Yeah, go ahead. Roger Zimmerman.
Okay. It seems to me that for the purposes of communication between the two committees, the Interim Program Council member on the Program Oversight Committee is appropriate and legitimate. And I would propose that LSB members vote for that. I don't understand.
But you're against. You're against the motion.
Yeah, the motion would, if passed, prevent ICP.
Okay, well, I'm on the opposite side.
Go right ahead.
Okay, well, that's it.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone in favor who would like to speak? Anyone in favor of the motion who would like to speak? Is there another? No, I'm talking about listeners. Okay. Is there another listener sponsor who would like to speak against the motion?
No, for the motion.
Well, okay, let me go back and explain. We had someone who spoke against it.
Yes.
Then I called for someone who would speak for it,
okay.
And no one responded.
Well, then
that's
it.
So I'm asking.
I would like to speak.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think that it's a coordinated effort. The Program Council, the IPG, and the PROC are both coordinated efforts. The station is a coordinated effort. I don't see why and how there would be a conflict if people from each committee were there for communication. If we cut off communication from each other's group, then it's going to segregate things. And the more coordinated efforts that there are of people communicating, the more positive the station programming is going to be and to meet the needs of the community.
Can I clarify something?
We're in public comment.
But it has to do with what Marlon said.
Okay, but let's finish public comment. And so we've actually called the question on our discussion, but we can actually open that up. Is there any other public comment on this, either pro or con?
Yes.
Seeing none, we'll close public comment. We're going to go to David, and then to Shirna, and then to Ed. Okay, David.
But he just named some board members.
Oh, yes, because my understanding is that this is not on the merits, but it's a point of,
right.
What is yours? Is
I just want to know how many people it applies to. How many people on the triage
two.
Are on my
two.
It applies to two.
Okay, now let me explain. I am going to go to Bill because after public comment, because public comment can cause some, we do have a rule that we can have two board members, two and two, on the issue. So
I'll appeal that.
Let's go to Shirna.
I appeal
to
the decision of the chair.
I want to clarify for Marla and maybe all of us that we're not talking about people not being able to participate. We're talking about voting membership. I just want to make that clear.
Voting membership. Okay, now, there's been an appeal to the decision of the chair. What I said was, in the past, after public comment, the board has allowed two, for, two against, based, and so your appeal, Terry, is to the decision of the chair that be applied here. Go ahead.
Right. I think the motion we just passed, if it wanted to include board comment after listener comment, it should have been in the motion we passed earlier in this meeting. And so that the prior standards, which were never approved, should not apply.
Okay. Yeah, and the point is well taken. That probably superseded. We'll go to a vote on this because our time is
you mean to say that we cannot respond to the comment?
Okay, let me explain.
I don't need an explanation. I mean, you're saying that it's not appropriate for board members to now comment on the pros and cons of what they just heard.
Okay, let me explain. The question was called, and as I recall, the question was called and it was passed, which ends debate. We heard public comment. Then I ruled that we could, after public comment, have two for, two against from the board. Terry challenged the decision of the chair, claiming that the motion that we just passed did not make that provision. So the chair said that the appeal to my decision was well taken. However, if there is a sense that the board does want to comment after public comment, then I think we should go to the appeal by vote. We should go to a vote
point of information?
Yes.
In the structure committee discussion about the initial resolution, the whole point of getting public comment was so that it can expand and inform the LSV to continue discussion if necessary. It could affect not only the vote but also the discussion. So, I mean, we have integrated into the resolution.
We have
the vote.
No, excuse me, people. I want this resolved before we go anywhere. So the appeal to the chair, I'm going to actually call for a vote, and I'm going to simplify it a little bit, because I don't want to get embroiled in this. Those who vote to sustain the decision of the chair would be calling for board comment after public comment.
2-4-2 again.
Limited board comment.
Yeah, 2-2.
Okay.
Those who vote to challenge and reverse the chair's decision would be saying no comment by the board after public comment. So the first one would be to sustain the chair's decision to have board comment. The other vote would be to reverse the chair's. Those in favor of sustaining the chair's decision, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed. 1, 2. Abstention.
Okay, the decision of the chair is sustained. So we will go to board comment. The chair recognizes Ed.
No, you heard it.
Okay, all right, wait a moment. We have points of order here. Yeah.
Aren't we long past the time allotted for this agenda item?
Suppose another five.
We have 29 minutes to start this, and there's just this coming.
Yeah, just one committee.
I call for the orders of the day.
Okay, we're calling for the orders of the day, so instead of comment, we would go directly to a vote. Unless there's a motion to extend.
I will move to extend.
How long?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Is there a second?
Second. Yeah.
Those in favor of extending 4 minutes, raise your card.
Yeah.
This is the problem in giving too little time.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Opposed.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Abstention. Extension is granted for 4 minutes.
No, that's a pass by 2/3 vote. Yeah.
To extend
the chair can create 2/3 if the chair wishes to adopt the vote for extension.
Well, then you've already.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I know it's frustrating, Ed, but I didn't write the book. Well, did we have 2/3 the last time we extended?
Oh, yeah.
We did have.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I'm going to, in this specific instance, I will vote to create 2/3 for 4 minutes, only 4 minutes, Ed.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, there were two people before me, Alan, then Bill, then I could be, unless they're both for me.
Okay, you can only take
actually, Bill, Alan, you.
Fine.
I'm actually supporting what the listener sponsor said and actually the original motion from the structure committee. I think the idea that, you know, if we're going to be on the IPC, then I think they can be on the PRLC. And if there's issues that come up that are a conflict, we should have them recuse themselves. I think that's what we should do. You know, I mean, if we're trying something new. I think we should try to make it inclusive. We should try to facilitate communication. I know in the PROC we've been trying to set up meetings at the ICC. This would make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So I just think we should be inclusive on this, and if there's issues that look like they're a conflict, we should just ask people to recuse themselves, and I think it'll work. So that's the main point I wanted to make, is that I support what the listener sponsors are saying.
Next on the staff is...
First of all, I disagree with Bill, but only to the extent that if, in fact, Ed's proposal does not pass, then I will come back with a specific proposal along the lines of what Bill said. But I would encourage voting with what Ed said, because clearly one of the duties of the PROC is when the IPC passes something, that is out of line with the bylaws that goes to the PROC and the committee of the LSC to oversee specifically the ITC, to have voting members of the ITC then be involved in checking the actions of the ITC seems like a clear conflict of interest. However, it does pass, and I understand what Bill is saying. I will then propose that on such specific issues, those people are required to recuse themselves.
Okay. Well, let's see. Who's next on the stack? Ed? Well, before we do that, what is your point of information?
So, what I understand is this motion... Does this motion apply both to ITC members who want to sit on PROC as listener members and to LSD members?
No, it does not.
Can you clarify who it applies to?
I guess you just clarified it does not apply to the LSD.
Ah, got it. Thank you. I understand the motion.
All right. My turn?
Ed.
Okay.
He has Eva and Jan on the staff.
We have sitting on our, in our board table the manager of KPFK, who sits here, prepares reports, and so on. She does not have a vote in our deliberations because our job is to oversee her work as, you know, as manager. And a comment in this, by the same token, there is really an inherent, and we should have a committee to specifically on programming, which is what we have. The ITC is part of a group that is work that is attempting directly not to oversee, to propose programs to be much more active in a functional way around programming. I mean, if there was one committee that I wanted to be on, which was I was not voted on, it was that committee, and for that reason, it needs oversight. What worries me is that specifically, but more importantly, is that we're opening the whole question of oversight and our responsibility. And if we mix that with people with committees that are actually doing relating to the station and programming, I think it's a huge mistake.
Okay, the 4 minutes of extension have expired, and basically we can go to a vote on this motion. Now, I'm wondering, do the secretaries have the Ed Curl motion? They could recite it.
Yeah, Ed Curl moves that the ITC members have been voting members of the LSD program.
That is the motion.
Oversight committee.
Yeah.
Programming oversight.
Yeah, program oversight committee. Okay, we're going to go directly to a vote. If you vote, well, you know, I don't know. I thought it was great to move on. Those in favor of the motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Opposed?
1.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Please
now,
note that 2 of the abstentions are members of the programming oversight committee.
Okay. Now, what we will do now is, unfortunately, we're going to have to move to the next committee report, but you know what? We'll come back.
No, it's fine. My critical question was for a different committee report.
Okay. This would be, yes, go ahead.
Should those be listed as recusals for the record?
Yes.
What is it?
Should those abstentions actually be recorded as recusals, which is a slightly different thing?
Yes,
no, they'll be recorded as abstentions.
Okay.
Let's go to...
So what is this finishing your sentence? What do you say about the rest of the report of the at the end of the other committee?
Yes.
Time
if time permitting, we'll come back to the rest of structured governance.
What time is this item?
Well, we gave it 65 minutes.
36 minutes has passed.
Yeah, we gave almost half the time to one committee. So
the cards need to be moved.
Well, let's do it when we need it. Let's do it when we need it. Okay. Finance development.
I apologize for being late. There are multiple traffic issues on the 605. One page is coming around.
If you park on this street, there's only two cars. Sherman is checking to see if they marked the cars, and she'll come back and give us a report. If they didn't, we don't all have to.
I'm going to keep them on order, because I'm going to go to my car.
Pick one, pass on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Okay, our treasurer, Casey McFall, has the floor.
There's a one-page report going around. There should be plenty for listeners, too, so when you get the stats, pass it back. A very brief report. We met this week. Terry Goodman will also be joining the Finance Committee. We don't yet have a draft budget for you to review, and we hope to have a draft for you to get in for you to look at and make suggestions and those kinds of things prior to the next LSC meeting. I, as I said at previous meetings, was really hoping that this could be a more interactive process for developing the budget with the LSC, so that we could have some back and forth a few times in order to get a budget that really reflected what your board's goals were. Given the late date, I guess what I'm hoping is that we will either devote a good amount of time at the next LSC meeting to review of the budget, or, you know, possibly have a special meeting or something like that so that you're able to look at this. So the what I don't want to do is give you a draft budget and say, look, this has to be at the PNB next month, so just approve it. I want you to be able to look at it, ask questions, make changes, know how it affects your goals and your committee. So it is possible that, you know, I may ask a board member or two to request a special meeting, or that you either that or you actually decide that you're going to devote a good amount of time next meeting to the budget. There is time still to submit requests for budget items from committees. I am assuming that committees have expenses that they need to have paid in order to further their goals. That would specifically be to committees like outreach, or especially, not necessarily specifically, but that you can still get those into the finance committee or to me. I put my email address on there. We have not received financial reports for the previous month for you to review. And then at the last LSC meeting, I reported on some of the public wishes for the new budget, and your board also passed a resolution asking that priority be given to outreach and to training. So we'll try as best we can to get that in the budget as well. And then the other things that our committee is trying to work on is determining the amount of the surplus funds that have been raised from fund drives over goal. It's been difficult to determine that based on some of the procedures out of the national office, but we're trying to work on figuring out, kind of do a backtrack and figure out exactly how much actually has been raised and what that surplus is, because that surplus should be able to be used by our station for things. And we want to, you know, at least get some sort of an idea what it is. As I've reported previously, I believe that some of our surplus was taken back by the national office when they, for lack of a better term, reapproved the budget. I don't know that we'll be able to win that fight to get it back, but what's remaining, we really need to try to be very strong in keeping that money for our station. We also want to work on a procedure for special events reporting, especially with the cash receipts. And another priority is to be able to understand the bill back procedure to the national from the national office. The national office sends bills to the station and asks for reimbursement of certain things, and we're trying to get a better understanding of what that process is. Yeah.
The issue is we give central services 20% now to national. That's how much money we give them. They now, in addition to that money, are doing things and then billing the station, so the station budget pays for things that national coordinate. And we don't like the national coverage of the convention. It's not part of the national programming line, but they dictate the way in which it happens. And our understanding is that our management, while they're in the discussion, and maybe you can speak to it, doesn't necessarily approve these expenses. The national office sends them a line that says, this is what you owe us. That's the issue.
Yeah, And also with that issue is that there isn't necessarily documentation with that request for the amount. There's just this is how much, and you know, we can't verify how much it actually was or how it's being split and that kind of thing. And of course, you know, I guess I don't need to say this, but I will. It's very hard to determine those things when we don't have access to documents and records. So, you know, just so you know, we are really, really trying to chip away at this as best we can and won't give up. And the other thing with regard, besides the budget for next year, we're looking at, you know, ending this fiscal year and hoping that Eva will be able to kind of let us know what her priorities are for the rest of the year with spending and the process for if she's got goals and things that are not budgeted expenses, what the process is for having that approved.
Like, doesn't CFO have to tell her she can spend the money?
Right. Questions?
Okay, let's go to, we're going to put a stack together here. Israel, Sherna,
I have
Adam,
Sherna, and